Today's podcast is brought to you in part by Sarsen Funds, Real Clear Crypto, and General Provision.
Daily game plan for success. It's Sax in the Morning. Steve Sax.
Hi, Steve Sax here with Sax in the Morning. And this is going to be a fun day talking about purpose, having a purpose in your life. Man, there's so many studies when you talk about having a purpose in your life and what it does for you. See, I always thought that it wasn't about the finish line. Like people talk about, well, what are you going to do afterwards? When are you going to retire? Retire? I'm not retiring. To me, it was when you retire, you just go away and die. I don't want to do that. I got a lot of energy. I got a lot of things I want to do. And I can't think about retiring. So I always thought it wasn't about retiring. It wasn't about the finish line. It was about living a life of purpose. I've always believed that. And studies show that there's a lot of things that point that direction as well. You know, there's a study that was done by Greater Good magazine and talked about, can purpose help us in a hard time? You know, and certainly it can. So what the magazine did is it featured a man by the name of Vic Streaker, and he's a PhD. He's a visionary leader and expert in the fields of behavior change and digital communication and well-being. So this guy's been around for more than just a day or two. He's also the founder and CEO of Kumanu, a next generation well-being company. And he's a professor at the University of Michigan School of Public Health. And this is some of the things that he said. So his company, the Harris Kumanu Company, from December in 2021, did a study, a survey of over 1,700 U.S. adults, and found that people with a strong purpose are better able to manage their emotions. They use more effective coping strategies, such as seeing the big picture. Finding a silver lining, I thought, was interesting as well. They engage in family or religious rituals. All those things come in handy right now, especially. And this seems to be at least one reason why purpose is so important to our emotions and to our emotional well-being. Then they really dug into the science part of it, okay? So he says that he was fortunate to work with a neuroscientist at the University of Pennsylvania, putting people into a magnetic resonance imager and asking them to think about their purposeful core values. What do you care about? What's important? And what do you value? Now, when they do that, there's more blood flow that goes into this part of the brain called the ventromedial prefrontal cortex. This area is associated with executive decision making. It is also active when we're asked, who are you and what is your identity? So when this part of the brain gets more blood flow, it can govern an ancient part of the brain called the amygdala, which is associated with fear and aggression. So when we think more purposefully, we're better able to manage the emotional fear and aggression center. So why is all this science so important today? Well, living in this world, I'll tell you what, Europe's on fire. There seems to be craziness everywhere. Sometimes people are living in some tough times here in the U.S. as well. And with all that chaos, if you can find in your own personal life a real reason for purpose, a reason to get up in the morning and be excited about what you're going to do every single day, that is immeasurable. That is the golden ticket. I really believe in moving forward with people, especially in these tough times. And that's my short for today. If you like what you heard, give us a positive review, subscribe, and share. Also, don't forget to go to our website at saxinthemorning.com if you want to get into the swag store. Hit the shop button, and believe me, it's all there for you. Hats, mugs, tumblers, V-necks, visors, you name it. Go take advantage of the swag store at saxinthemorning.com. Today's podcast was brought to you by General Provision and Sarsen Funds. Sarsen Funds, real, clear crypto. One of the more popular financial investments in the market today is cryptocurrency and blockchain. You've heard a lot about it. Bitcoin and others make the news on a regular basis. But it's a new currency and a new process that many of us don't really know or understand. And that's where Sarsen Funds come in. They build your confidence with knowledge of the investment. They're a leading educator for financial advisors and consumers. I know. I personally have investments with Sarsen. They have a passion for cryptocurrency with a team that boasts a wealth of knowledge in the industry. More importantly, they have the resources to help us, you and me, learn about this new and exciting investment opportunity, like Cryptocurrency 101. It's yours by simply visiting the website and clicking on Education and Marketing. If you want to learn more, if you're looking to get a high-level Wall Street-grade understanding of cryptocurrency and blockchain, visit sarsenfunds.com. They've helped me understand why this is a great investment tool and to better understand what it's all about. Sarsen Funds. Real. Clear. Crypto.